The John U. Lloyd State Park on Florida's Atlantic coast is typical of many beaches in the state. It is a magnet for tourists and people wanting to buy properties with a sea view. Beaches protect coastal cities from hurricane damage and are a haven for wildlife, including sea turtles. That is why local officials have spent nearly $24 million to restore this beach, along with another 9 kilometers of coastline, a process called beach renourishment.
These are called erosion control structures.
Steve Higgins, who is responsible for renourishing 40 kilometers of coastline, says development crowds the beachfront and flattens beneficial sand dunes.
So there's not a lot of sand in the system. So when we do have storms and sea level changes and so forth, when we lose beach, there's no reservoir of material to restore it naturally.
Rock barriers have been built to slow down erosion caused by waves, but a major port just north of the state park blocks sand from naturally replenishing the beach. Higgins says more than 1 million cubic meters of sand was dredged from north of the port, adding between 10 and 80 meters of beach. But he says he is now having to go further offshore to find sand, which costs more and could harm turtles and coral reefs. Higgins is experimenting with alternatives to sand, such as crushed glass.
Glass is made from sand, actually, so we've already run some tests, quite a few tests on the material, and so far we cannot find any significant differences.
Tests are continuing to find out how animals react to the man-made material and how it stands up against crashing waves. Marine geologist Charlie Finkel says there is only enough crushed glass to re-nourish erosional hotspots.
These are just localized areas where there's a higher rate of erosion than the background or the average.
Coastal engineers also use a method called bypassing, which involves channeling or moving sand around obstacles such as ports. And as sand runs low on Higgins' section of the coast, he is not ruling out the possibility of using sand from other countries, such as the neighboring Bahamas. A renourished beach can be expected to last up to 15 years. More projects are planned for this part of Florida next year. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for VOA News, I'm Steve Mort.